Well, Air Canada's CEO is in hot water facing tough questions over his English-only condolence video following the fatal plane crash in New York earlier this week. Michael Rousseau, head of the country's largest airline, has been summoned to Ottawa by the Official Languages Committee. He's set to answer for his four-minute video in which he spoke only two words in French while providing subtitles. In a statement, the airline said Rousseau chose to speak in his mother tongue, given the severity of the circumstances. Rousseau will have to appear in front of MPs to explain his actions by May 1st. 3 years ago, during a similar review of the Official Languages Act, the committee ruled the CEO of Air Canada was not required to speak and understand French.
My sincere condolences to the families, to the friends, to the work colleagues of the two young pilots, Monsieur Fauré and Monsieur Gunter. Air Canada, of Air Canada, whose actions save lives. You know, the first job of the Government of Canada is to work with our American colleagues, and this is happening. There's full cooperation, close cooperation, working with our American colleagues to determine how this tragedy happened and to take steps, all necessary steps, to prevent any repetition in the future. But, you know, that said, we live, as I just said, in a bilingual country. We proudly live in a bilingual country. And companies like Air Canada particularly have a responsibility to always communicate in both official languages, regardless of the situation. I'm very disappointed, as others are, rightly so, in this unilingual message of the CEO of Air Canada. It doesn't matter the circumstance, but particularly in these circumstances, lack of judgment and lack of compassion. As you know, the Committee of Official Languages has summoned the CEO to appear before it. I will follow his comments closely and comments which I would expect in due course from the Board of Directors.